This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Let's talk about this one. How to
I'm
get
like
it.
An it's go. Like because I love baking. Mm-hmm. It's like an upside down cake. All the goodness is at the bottom, and then when you present it, she ends up on top.
That's a great example of why you're still.
How far off for the weekend are we?
I'm trying, mate. I'm trying. So how to get out of a conversation? Everybody's been in that moment, and normally if you're
great, can I write this down?
Normally,
how
if
do you get out of a break?
You're paid to be part of this conversation, Ryan. And Kate, I need 3 minutes of your time.
Oh,
I don't ask
do
a lot.
Oh,
yeah,
but I'm just the sugar
on. How good's the sugar? You wouldn't have it without it, would you? Anyway, so when you're in a conversation, and normally if it's a social situation, let's say you're at a party, let's say you're at the pub, whatever it might be, and you've kind of had enough of that chat. Now, normally your go-tos are, oh, that's a great story. I'm just going to get a drink. Do you want one? So you kind of do that one, and hopefully they don't say, no, I'm all right. It's because you don't want to bring one back for them. Or the other one is, oh, that's amazing. I'm just going to go to the bathroom. I am busting for a wee. Anyway, great to chat.
That's amazing.
Good to see you.
What if they're telling you about their unwell mother?
Well, then you give them a little bit more.
Like
don't
what?
You? Or you drag
or swap the word amazing out for.
Oh, that's tough. That's really tough. I'm so sorry.
Hold that thought. I'm going off to the...
Yeah, I've got a terrible stomach. I'm sorry. I've got leaky bum at the moment. I better go. So that's not the example of how you get out of it.
Okay, good.
So they're the bad examples.
Scribble
that's what everyone
that, scribble
does.
Scribble that out.
Scribble that out, Ryan. Go from the top. New
leaky
page.
Bum.
New delete leaky bum. So what their advice is that whatever you start the conversation with. So for an example, Kate, if I walk up to you and I say, hey, how you been? And you go, good, good, good. What's been happening? And then you say, oh, I was just around at Mum's place this afternoon. We were looking through some old photos. Let's say that's the conversation. And then it comes...
Cool.
It might go back to something else. It might go elsewhere, like a holiday you could chat about.
Oh.
It might be something to do with work.
Conversation breakdown.
But then how I wrap it up to get out of it is I go back to the first topic that we spoke about.
Which is my mum.
Your mum and the photo album.
But this is... You're just saying that as an example. If we had to circle back to what
one.
We first would talk about normally when you approach me is something about
is
you
food.
Giving me a massage.
Okay,
or something inappropriate. Hey, Kate, you've worked your buzzies off today.
Mate, I
that's
wherever.
That's a classic one that
that's
he says.
That's what John Ripley says.
And then you circle back to what was your cup size again?
Your mum's got cancer. Oh, no worries. Hey, you've been working your buzzies off today.
And the next thing you know, she's left you. Conversation over.
Yes.
Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.